listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next, actually, 3 hours today. So we're being the fourth Wednesday of the month. We have with us Siri, and it's my pleasure to introduce Renee Cook from Siri. How are you, Renee?
Good, thanks, Alan. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Renee, you're in charge of a program. I know we're going to talk about a number of programs and different things you've got coming up, but the first thing that I want to talk about is what you're in charge of, and I've banged on about this on a number of occasions on this show, particularly when Siri were in here, because the way people's finances are at the moment with mortgages are extremely high, and you know, people haven't been getting as much money as they should and all that. So there has been a real problem, and very often the lady of the house who hasn't worked for maybe 20 years all of a sudden has to go back to work. And what you're in charge is first impressions, isn't it?
That's correct. We run that program at Yarra Junction and Moorabark.
So tell us all about it, because I think it's a super duper program.
Yeah, so First Impressions Clothing Exchange, or FICE for short. So it's been running for about 3 years now. So it's a retail training space. We're located in Moorabark and up at Yarra Junction at the Siri Community Hub. And we provide women, firstly, with affordable clothing for everyday wear, job interviews, work, and even some after five and evening wear. But we also...
Oh, even that?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of evening wear and also school formals and stuff like that, Alan. We have a lot of the year 11 and 12s that are needing an affordable formal dress can come down, and we can help them there as well.
So it doesn't only... I was a bit under the impression that it was just for ladies going for interview for jobs and that, but it's not only that.
No, it's sort of evolved, I suppose, as COVID has evolved over the last couple of years, and we're finding that, yes, people still need support in getting back to work with affordable clothing. They might need some help with the interview process and the application process, their cover letters and resumes. But as you mentioned before, finances have been hit hard, and shopping sustainably has become a bit of a trend as well. So we are dressing everyone for everyday wear as well, and after five wear too, and it's been really well received.
Because one of the things that shouldn't happen, because we're not supposed to judge, but if two applicants come in for a job and one is really smartly dressed and the other one is just so-so dressed because that's all they can afford, no matter what we like to say, that it's the first impression, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't say they're not going to get the job, but their first impression isn't as good for the person who's not that well-dressed, whether we like it or not.
Exactly, and we're happy to really help the women with styling advice and tips as well. So we have makeup and pamper packs that we can offer, and we do offer a personalised service. So if you did need some help because you're nervous about attending the job interview, what questions may be asked, how to sort of conduct yourself, does my resume look great, we can help you with all of that too.
Well, let's just go back one step, because very often the lady that I'm talking about and that we are talking about a bit, not the only person, they probably haven't got a resume because, you know, 30 years ago you didn't need a resume. You just generally wrote a letter and said, look, I'm interested in your job. This is what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
And the interview, and it was all over. So I guess a lot of these ladies have not got resumes at all.
No, they might not have resumes, and they might also need some work experience as well. So we offer volunteering and mentorship opportunities both at our Moorabark and Yarra Junction locations, and that's something quite tangible that you can pop on your resume to show that you're active in the community, you're learning some employability skills, you're working in a team, etc. And you can pop that on your resume, and that can help you towards getting a job as well.
All right, so let's tease that out a little bit further. You're talking about after five wear for the ladies,
mm-hmm.
and maybe casual wear. So what sort of criteria do they have to meet? I mean, for the person who's going for the interview, I think you do everything for, but for the person that's after five, what is there a criteria they have to meet?
In terms of purchasing?
Purchasing.
No. Anyone. We're open to the public in both locations. So there's no criteria except for just come in and browse our wonderful array of clothing. I mean, we get everything from very good near new to new with tags, very good quality brands, Country Road, Portman's, Q, all of those, Dottie, Sports Girl. We get some really fantastic brands and at fantastic quality. So anyone can shop with this.
Yep. Well, so you can use it just as a shop.
Yep.
Apart from the people that, then I think also you help with the cost for someone who's not going too well, don't you, too?
Yes. Yeah. So there's a few different streams. So if you really need some help with specific workwear and that specific getting the job and that, we can help you there. But if you'd just like to come and purchase as a regular customer because, you know, the purse strings may be a little bit tight, you like to shop sustainably, you care about the environment and all that sort of thing, come and shop with us as well.
So, Renee, is for the person who can't afford it, like, how do they prove to you that all of a sudden, listen, I've going from a first interview, I haven't been for an interview for 25 years, I've had a couple of kids, but the purse strings are really tight now?
Look, they don't really have to prove. Just come in and have a chat to us. Yeah. It really is a case-by-case basis, and I don't think people would come and ask that of us if they weren't in that situation. Yeah. So we do have an array of free near new and new bras and that for the ladies as well. So we know that's another an item that can be quite expensive to replace. So that's another free service that we offer as well. So we're kind of really a one-stop shop to get you set up for work or interview.
And while I don't want to sound sexist, and as a guy I don't want to be saying this, but from what I would think that if the money is really stretched at home, probably underwear is where the lady may just not buy stuff or hang on to stuff long past.
Exactly. And we're affiliated with some lovely people in the community. So we'll have Pamper Days, for example, where we'll have a bra fitter come out and actually fit you for those items as well, if that's what you would like. It's a bit more personalised. Yep. We have Pamper Packs and makeup packs and makeup artists come from the community and just give some advice. And, it's a really lovely event that we
do.
So
it's not just an op shop, is it?
No. We do lots more than that.
Well, look, I think it's a great idea and I would encourage any ladies that find themselves in the situation. Do you find that some of them come in sort of almost not wanting to admit that they can't afford stuff?
Oh, of course, we do. But, you know, it's a very safe, inclusive environment. There's no judgment. There's no, and everything we take into consideration, people's personal circumstances and privacy and all that sort of stuff. Yep. But we also can help refer on to other organisations within it. Yep. So, if it's food assistance or some counselling or, even more sort of in-depth job searching or help with that criteria, we can refer you on and we can really help, you build a network within the community to get you where you need to go.
Terrific. Renee, what sort of age group would you say, the majority of the people that come and use your service?
It is very varied. We'll have, like I said, from the younger, say, teenager, 17 to 18, who's could be looking for part-time work or, like I said, the formal school dress and the parents just can't afford to buy them one. So we've got beautiful ones that would have cost hundreds of dollars for $20, example, right up to our more mature ladies in their 70s who are shopping because they're on a budget. Yep. So they want some winter woolies, for example. Yep. So it is very, very varied.
And I'm fairly conscious, and I've been told this by various interviews I've done, that very often some of the ladies 65 and over, they worked a long time during their lifetime, but they dropped out to have children now. So they haven't got a lot of superannuation, particularly if they're a widow, so they've only got the one pension coming in. I believe some of those ladies are doing it very, very tough too.
Yeah, they are. And they'll quite often come in and have a shop with us. And like I said, our prices start from $5, but then we can make up care packs and stuff like that if that is needed as well. So it is a really affordable place for people to come and get some high-quality clothing.
And we're talking with Renee, and we've been talking about the first impressions, and we'll give you some contact details and that, how you can access some of these programs at the end. However, we've been hearing from Siri two or three times. As you know, they come in once a month, and we've been talking about this trivia night now. It's getting pretty close now, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Alan. The trivia night's actually for Saturday, June the 4th. So that's not this Saturday, no, it's the following.
Saturday week. Yep.
Saturday week. And all funds raised will go towards the community programs and the services that the hubs run. And they run some fantastic programs, school holiday programs, and services throughout the week and obviously the year. So it's going to be hosted by Chris Hill. There'll be lots of a silent auction. There'll be Michael Burke from Memorabilia Magic has donated some amazing memorabilia to auction. So they'll, you know, be prepared to come and do some bidding.
Bring some money with you.
Yeah, bring some money. Yep. So it's a 7 p.m. From 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. and it starts at 7:30.
7 for 7:30. Yep.
And it's like the trivia night's going to be hosted at Mount Lilydale Mercy College. So that's in Anderson Street, Lilydale.
All right.
Yeah. And tickets are $20 each, or you can get a table of 6 to 8 for about $150.
Cheap. $20 for a night out.
Yeah. Such a cheap night out. Bring your drinks and nibbles. And if anyone has ever been to a trivia night in the past, I know I have. And it's been hard to have them in the last couple of years. They are so much fun. And I get quite competitive. So,
so do a lot of people.
I think it's a really, really great night to have some, you know, just some fun, get together with your friends, and you don't have to, no one has to host at their house then. You don't have to worry about getting the house ready, and just take your tray of goodies and come along.
They're the sorts of things that we've missed the last couple of years, isn't it?
Oh, 100%, 100%. Yeah. And also too, you know, you're helping, you know, raise money for community, and that's what it's all about, is community and community connections, because without our community hubs, and what they do, it makes a big impact.
Because you run a lot of programs out of the hub, don't you?
Yes, we do. So we have we have school holiday programs. So that'll be coming up shortly in the not too distant future.
How long's the school holidays away, do you know?
They're 4 weeks, I think.
Is that all?
I'm pretty sure 24th of June is the last day of term. So it's not long.
Not long.
And we also have our vacation care as well.
That'll be over the school holidays.
That's over the school holidays, so that's where you can just sort of drop your kids off and go and have a shop by yourself for the day.
Have a coffee or do what you want to do, or just have
some me time, because let's face it, we need it. And you can look at on the website for the details for the vacation care and for the for the hubs programs.
So there is what sort of days is it running, do you know, through the for the vacation care?
I'm pretty sure they run every day, but again, just check the website. So that's at siri.org.au.
And we've got to keep reminding everyone it's C-I-R-E, not the Siri on your phone.
It is C-I-R-E, and some people unfortunately call us Sire. And it's not Sire, I'm here to say it's Siri.
Siri, and it's C-I-R-E.
But some of the fun holiday programs, because you want to be, they're taking bookings now, so you want to sort of get in.
Well, particularly if it's only 4 weeks away.
So they'll be doing gravity laser tag. That's for 8 to 14-year-olds. Then there'll be the Siri Kids Club. That's for 6+. And then the Magna Drawing Class for 6+. So they're really, really affordable. And as I said, again, go on to the Siri website, or you can email communityhubs@siri.org.au.
I have with me Renee, and we're talking about all things to do with Siri. Renee, training coming up. We're talking about the next semester?
Yeah, so the next semester obviously starts
about 6 weeks.
In 6 weeks, yes. Yeah. So Siri has quite a few training courses that they offer, and work skill courses, and they do this online and face-to-face as well. And the really good thing about training with Siri is they are smaller class sizes, and the support that they give the students is a second to none. Like, it really is amazing how they support their students.
And we've been talking for a little while too, and if you do, I think it's a childcare, you can almost guarantee a job, and also the same with aged care, isn't it?
Correct. So the most in-demand industries at the moment are in childhood education and care.
And I believe Siri even keep looking for people too.
They do, they do. So the face-to-face courses that we are offering in semester two is the certificate three in the early childhood education and care.
So that allows you to work in the childcare centre.
Correct. Yep. And there is, and like I said, yes, Siri are looking for people. Everyone's looking for people at the moment. Yep. So it is a really good course to get into. The other one is certificate three in individual support. So that, again, is a growing...
And what is that?
So individual support is working in aged care. Oh, so you can either work in a sort of an aged care facility, or you can work in the home and community environment. So you might go out and support someone in their actual home.
Yep.
And those
are paid jobs, aren't they?
They are paid jobs. And you can start working specifically in this Cert 3 individual support once you've sort of started in... undertaking the course. When you're a few modules in, you can often get employment because you're shown to be working towards getting your certificate.
You don't have to necessarily have got through the whole course.
No, correctly. Oh, right. Yep. And then the other one we're offering as face-to-face is the certificate four in school-based education support. And these are all starting at the week of the 18th of July.
Yep.
And they are all in-demand local employment opportunities. And it doesn't matter what age, as someone that has studied, you know, a mature age student as myself, and it can be daunting, but it's also very fun. And the environment that Siri provide, I think, only just makes you feel more, confident in achieving your goals.
That's terrific. Yeah.
And then we have a few online, so face-to-face is
so
a
that
few.
They're all face-to-face.
So these are all face-to-face.
They front up at Siri and do the course.
Yep. Yeah, correct. But then maybe you are working and you want to change direction or upskill. We do have some online courses as well, and that's the Certificate 4. That's the school-based education support. We also have the Diploma of Community Services, and I'm actually undertaking that at the moment. So, and that is an online course that you can do. But again, the support is still there if you need it. And these are starting in mid-July. And we also have our work skill courses. And our work skill courses are things like first aid, CPR, RSA, which is Responsible Serving of Alcohol, and the White Card. And all these dates will be coming up in June. And short courses to get the skills for fast employment, basically.
So the first aid one, you get a certificate into that and you're a first aider?
Correct. Or if you need to update your CPR. So CPR, some people might not know, needs to be updated every 12 months.
I thought it's 12 months.
So, yeah, you might just need to update your CPR and you still might be current in your first aid.
These courses, I mean, we'll give them all the contact details probably another 10 minutes or so. So we urge you to have your paper and pencil ready. But all these are they're not full yet, obviously, for the next course.
No, they're not full yet. So if, like I said, we'll give you the details. And there's also another program that we offer called Reconnect. That's available for anyone from 17 to 64. And if you're specifically looking to getting back into study, Reconnect program gives you 18 months of support with a personalised case support worker, and it can provide sort of some funding and assistance in getting into the courses.
So what is that? When you say it's funding, what does the course do, Reconnect?
So if you couldn't, say, afford, you're thinking, I did want to do this Certificate 3 in individual support, for example, but I just can't afford that, well, then being a part of the Reconnect program, they can subsidise that fee.
So does that, if you join the Reconnect, do you have to be in that so long before the course could be subsidised?
No, straight away. So if you are interested in finding out more about Reconnect, you can jump on to Siri's website, which is www.siri.org.au, or ring our number, which is 1-300-835-235, and ask to be put with someone with a Reconnect team. But it is, especially like I said before, studying can be quite daunting. Yep. You might need support with a laptop, for example. You might need some extra support with studying, or just some mentoring, just some.
I was going to say that it's not only just money, is it?
It
can be person to person to help you.
It's about helping you set your goals and achieve your goals. Where to from here? What's the next steps?
Now, I guess this first impressions only works. It's all right for us to say the ladies come along, but I guess unless you've got the donations, well, there's not much to come to, is there?
Exactly. We do really rely on community donations. So if you're having that clean out of your wardrobe, it could be anything from clothing, jewellery, accessories, shoes and handbags, and obviously good quality stuff.
Yeah, so not junk. Don't use it as a tip.
No, exactly. And we've got a few locations where you can actually drop your donations off. So you can drop them off at our Yarra Junction Community Hub, which where we have the smaller version of First Impressions up there. So there is a
it's all painted pink out the front.
It is. It's fantastic. You can't miss it.
I've seen it.
Pink open to the public flag there. And it's open 5 days a week, 9 till 5. The other place is Seville Community House, and that is open 5 days a week as well, 9 till 5.
Yep.
We have our Churnside Park Community Hub, which is in Kimberley Drive. So, again, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. We have our Lilydale Siri main office, which is 211 Main Street, Lilydale. Again, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And then we have our Feist Muralbark store, which we now are open Tuesday to Friday, 10 till 4, because there's just been that real need in the community to, which is great, open more and open longer.
Terrific.
So, yeah.
Now, you've got a winter market coming up shortly.
We do. So I'm not sure if you've if anyone has been to our winter or our markets. So we have...
Well, pretend we haven't.
We have. Oh, they're amazing. So over 100 stall holders. We had one at Christmas time, a twilight one, which was fantastic. We had our Easter one just recently.
We talked about those. Yep.
Yeah. Fantastic turnout. And now we've got our winter one. So this will be on the Sunday, the 25th of July. Again...
That's 6 weeks away.
Yeah, we get it. And this is also too, maybe you'd like to, you've got a business and you'd like to book a stall there at the winter market. We do get a great turnout with the community supporting us. Yep. It is a free event and there'll be lots of food and craft there. And it'll be from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. And we'll even have a Feist First Impressions stall there, which always does really
well.
Good. Yeah, we do.
There'll be coffee shops, coffee vans.
Food trucks, there's kids' activities, there's handmade craft stalls, clothing stalls, fresh produce, you name it.
Sounds like a terrific day. What was the date again?
So that's the Sunday, the 25th of July, from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Put it in your diary now.
In your diary.
But we're talking to... Renee from Siri, C-I-R-E, we've got to remind you. Right, so we've heard some great things that we want to find out a bit more about. Renee, how are we going to find out about the place?
So to find out more information about Siri and all the services they offer, head to www.siri.org.au. So that's
There's no full stops in between C-I-R-E, is there?
No, so it's www.cire.org.au.
Yep.
You can also ring us on 1300 835 235. So that's 1300 835 235. And when you're on our website, for anything training and hubs related, there is a tab that you can click on and that will take you to the certified courses. So if you were interested in the Cert 3 in individual support, for example, or it will take you to the work skills courses. There's a tab for the Reconnect program that I was talking about earlier. And there's also a tab for First Impressions Clothing Exchange. And if you want to find out more about the school holiday programs that we're running, which is only 4 weeks away, so and bookings, they do book out fast, or our vacation care. So just head, you can email communityhubs@siri.org.au.
Now, do you have a Facebook page?
We do. So we have various Facebook pages. So First Impressions Clothing Exchange has its own Facebook page. So that's... First Impressions Clothing Exchange, basically, on Facebook. And we're also on Instagram as well. And then Siri Training and Siri Community Hubs, if you go into the search on your Facebook and type in Siri.
Have they all got separate Facebook pages?
There is a main Siri page.
Yep.
And then the different community hubs has their own page. So if you'd like to like any pages, then you can keep up to date with the events and activities that are going on in the individual parts of Siri.
What was that phone number again, please, Renee?
So the phone number to contact Siri is 1-300-835-235. And that is www.siri.org.au, and that will take you in any direction you would like to go.
Sounds good. Now, perhaps we could just give, as we said before, this I think that this first impression is a terrific idea, but again, if you don't get the donations, well, it's only as good as a donation. So I guess you're looking for, please, I know that the op shops and that, and everyone says don't send along old tatty stuff, but people do, and it just costs all these organisations heaps of money to take them to tip. If it's no good, put them out in a rag bag. Don't go clouding up these places with them. But if they've got some really nice clothing, again, where they're going to take them to, please, Renee?
So they're going to take them to our Yarra Junction Community Hub.
Which you can't miss.
Seville Community House, Chernside Park Community Hub, which is Kimberley Drive, our Lilydale office, which is Main Street Lilydale, 211 Main Street, or our Muralbark shop, which is 66 to 74 Bryce Avenue in Muralbark, and it's in the terrace, if you know the old terrace, and we're tucked in next to what once was the IGA.
Sounds good. Talking about hours, you've been saying some of the hours that these shops are open. What about first impressions? Is that closed during school holidays as well?
No,
or is that
open? We're open. We don't close at all during the school holidays. So the Muralbark site is open Tuesday to Friday, 10 till 4. And our Yarra Junction site is Monday to Friday, 9 till 5.
Yep, sounds good. But the other, some of your other things closed down over...
Some of the
over,
training and yep. stuff like that, so, yeah.
And again, people, if they want to do some of this training, particularly you're talking about this Cert 3 and all that, they need to start the book pretty quick because, as you say, it's only probably 6 weeks before it starts, 4 weeks, yep. the holidays and 2 weeks, it's all over. So they need to get onto it and aged care and child care, as we're saying, you can just about, providing you do a reasonable job at your what you've got to do, you're pretty well going to get a job, aren't you?
Definitely, yeah. They're definitely well sought out industries, as is the education qualifications as well. So they're definitely in demand industries in the Yarra Valley.
That's good, because you're not signing up to something where where all of a sudden you've spent all this money and get to the end and there's no jobs. I mean, these have got really good jobs. And again, of course, on the 4th of June, yes. Saturday the 4th of June, is this big trivia night. They ring to book for that. They ring the same 1300 number?
They do. And that'll be held at Mount Lilydale Mercy College. And again, $20 for a single ticket and $150 for a table of 6 to 8. And all money goes... that's raised goes towards supporting the community hubs and all the good work they do in the community.
Terrific. Renee, unfortunately, it's time to go. The 1 o'clock news is banging on the door, so thank you for coming, and we look forward to talking to Siri the fourth Wednesday next month.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for having me.
The half year will be gone.